Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Steve Osher is here, folks. Steve is a new friend, and he's helped many, many people like you and me do a better job of reinventing themselves. He calls it niche-sizing, and helping them get their best foot, put their best foot forward in the 21st century age of the customer, as I call it, and which, as you know, is that we have a new normal these days. It's new on many, for many reasons. 2008 created a new normal, and the digital world is creating a new normal, and many other things. Globalization is creating a new normal, and Steve is helping folks like you and me to make sure that we thrive in this environment. And he's the author of a new book called Internet Profits: The World's Leading Experts Reveal How to Profit Online. That's what he's going to help us with today. Steve Osher, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on, Jim.
It's good to have you. And by the way, I don't have your book.
That's because it's not out yet.
You owe me a book when it comes out.
Yeah, it'll be out the end of this month.
Okay. Well, we like giving our audience a sneak peek at how things are, well, on what's coming up. So, Steve, one of the things that, you know, here we are, 17 years since you could view a commercial web page. You know, that since you could post your own and surf around and view others, it's been 17 years since you could do that. We've had e-commerce, we got social media, we got mobile, there's so many things that have happened since then. But I fear that most small business owners still don't know how to take advantage of the online marketplace. What do you think?
Oh, I completely agree. As a matter of fact, I mean, for me, it's been 19 years, which is even more scary because we launched on CompuServe's electronic mall in 1993.
Right. So, that's when you're using the Hayes eight baud modem, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I got to tell you, I mean, you know, it's been a long journey, but the reality for me, even as much as just a year ago or so, I sat there and I said, you know, there's all this going on online, and I still don't know how to really leverage the true power of the Internet to drive traffic, to massively increase conversion rates, and to increase revenue. And so I began a personal journey of tracking down the people that really got it. And I ended up finding a lot of the same names over and over again of folks that just really get this stuff and really do it better than anybody else, making literally millions of dollars online, and started inviting them to chat. And before I knew it, I had 25 of the world's leading experts providing their specific tools, tactics, and strategies for not just what to do, but specifically how to do it. And a lot of these guys are names you know, but a lot of them fly quietly under the radar, just happy to do so because they're just crushing it. And the small business owner, I think at this point, the problem really is that you can't do everything. And it ends up going way down the priority list in terms of knowing exactly what to do and how to do it, which is the purpose of creating the book. And then we've got a live event coming up as well. But yeah, I mean,
it's not just that we don't have as much time. You're exactly right about that, but it's also that we're busy doing the things we're comfortable with, and we don't have time to, we feel that we don't want to take the time to wander over into an area that's going to make us uncomfortable. Even though we're frustrated and we know we got to make some changes, it's not easy to do. As you talk to those 25 experts, online experts, if you had to say that what was the one thing that was common to all of them that people should do, what would it be?
Yeah, I'll sum it up in a word, and that word, and this absolutely needs to be the small business owner mantra, I mean, regardless of if it's on or offline, but in a word, try. And they're fearless. I mean, they are absolutely fearless. And it's just, it boils down to being willing to try. And if it doesn't work, you're no worse off, unless, of course, you did something really dumb, but most of us won't. You know, so the fact of the matter is that they're willing to try new things, and some of it sticks and some of it doesn't.
Well, that's the beauty of the digital world, isn't it? If you get a boo-boo, it heals up pretty quick, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does. Where,
as opposed to the analog world, once you stamp something out, once you stamp something out in steel or plastic or print, it's kind of there forever, right? But digital world is like Etch-a-Sketch, right? You just kind of shake it up and start over again.
Well, you certainly can. I mean, obviously, there are some people in the Wayback Machine will tell you otherwise in terms of what you put out there is, in fact, a permanent imprint in the online world. But at the same token, you can adjust much more easy on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dealing with the online
so
world.
So try things. So you're saying don't be afraid to try something. And
yeah,
is that,
absolutely.
And how would that, does that mean you try it small? You make little baby steps, and so you make small mistakes? What do?
Well, you know, I mean, there's two schools of thought on that. I mean, obviously, from my standpoint, if you're going to make mistakes, you want them to be on a smaller level. So it's just like, yeah, it's like anything else. When you're looking for partners, you don't want to start on page one of Google for those that are, you know, dominating your niche. You want to start on page three, get your pitch down, and then really understand what you're doing before you hit the folks on page one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would definitely recommend that you start small and then get more and more comfortable with what you're doing. Absolutely.
What would be an example of how you would start small? Give us a specific.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I would recommend people do is you've got to get involved with video. I don't care who you are or what you're doing. You have to get involved with video because video is not only the wave of the future, it's the wave of now.
Mm-hmm.
Email open rates are dropping, I mean, like a crater from the sky. I mean, you're going to fall on deaf ears. You've got to start doing new things to cultivate traffic, to cultivate online
customers. But even with video, sometimes you have to email them to let people know you have a video.
Well, yes and no. I mean, that's certainly part of the equation. But the beauty of some of the search engines that you have, I mean, don't forget, you know, YouTube is just a big fancy search engine.
Right.
I mean, they just have a different medium.
Right.
So it's often a matter of involved mm-hmm. with the directories.
Steve, I got to take a quick break. Would you give us your website, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Internet Profits. That's PROPHETS.com.
And that's where they can find out about your event next month, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Check that out, folks. Steve Olsher, OLSH. He and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.